Hare Krishna. Greetings from the road. I'm on my way to get some tissues.
Right to the side there.
Yeah.
On your right side, there should be some.
Around. I'm on my way to Bhakti Bandhav. We'll get some tissues. Which I think many of you, well, some of you at least listening, we have a great program up there. They're beautiful, exquisite, unbelievable Radha Krishna deities with Lalita and Vishakha, I think, and Didi Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Narayan Maharaj, and Vaishnav community. So I think we're going to have about 50 people, including the people that so many people are coming, even from upstate. And downstate, and really nice Vaishnav is there. And I think their quality is really non-sectarian. Not I'm non-sectarian, from some motive to attract you there or something, but legitimately, they have that broad Vaishnava mood. And it's very attractive, and Sri Rupa and Dr. Gopinath organized, maybe his disciples are great. We have a really all-time Sunday feast, so we're all looking forward to it. And these community programs are kind of important. Because, as I say, it's faith is trust by experience. Faith is not just I believe or I don't believe. It's the degree that you value the objective. And it's something that recedes if it's not renewed. And that's why I like when people come to Vrindavan or Columbia. Had some nice programs we last week, and then this week I was in Penn State, which was new for me. And I think not this Monday, but the Monday morning after that, I'm going to write an article called Depopulation and the Fall of the Roman Empire. And stay tuned. What the hell that one's about. But I'm good at branding it. It's a great title. I'm going to write about just my experience just being in a college town. And hearing the Beatles singing, "All the Lonely People, Where Do They All Come From?" And that was a paper I wrote in college, Depopulation and the Fall of the Roman Empire. In college, when I was studying aeronautics, I was taking up space. Hope you get the joke because I really wasn't studying aeronautics. Was nice. And yesterday went to Philadelphia and to Prem Mahavesh, used to be Mikey Prem. What a wonderful Vaishnava it turned out to be. He goes out and Harinath every day.
3 days, after 2 hours, he goes out to Har Hinnom, and on the larger team, that was that first and second initiate, worships the deity, runs his business. And it's just that faith, that strong faith, that by serving Krishna, everything is taken care of, just like watering the root of the tree. Leaves and branches replenished, I think. That experience, that I think it's the story of Ravindra Sharma, who gave everything, just gave absolutely everything to Krishna without any consideration, you know. And now has some challenges, getting old, must be near 80, I don't know. And providing him, I mean, the ultimate truth, beautiful residence, holy Dom, my appointment with his wife, all his needs taken care of, to finish out his life, hopefully, it's many, many more years. But that's experience. And also, when I was in Penn State, there's a couple of big fans of Monday morning greetings, and I know the lady from India. She's from Kazakhstan, but she's 14 or something. She's come to the temple, met the Velasini and her mother. American, and just decided that they would preach. And it's a level of faith that's really difficult to have. It's getting scary. They have two beautiful children, beautiful house, and a center. And 50-50 Achiyati Nagarati Gram. But she's Tanya said that, you know, my name will be chanted in every town and village. And they're doing it. So it was kind of, for me, it was very impressive. It was, I mean, two kids preaching all the time and cooking lunch every day happily for me and I guess the family. And what they could have a nice life, share it with others with all sincerity. So, and I think we'll experience that too. We look back to all it's old school. You know, some people live in that ashram and they're serving all day. Pastas all day. And happy. When I took sannyas, Satya Maharaj told me that the main instruction Prabhupada gave is that when you go to a rich man's house, you should never think I should have had that. You should be happy in your renunciation. And of course, we it's our responsibility to take care of our occupation and social needs. Not as our goal, but as to keep body and soul together with the higher endeavor of Krishna consciousness. So the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is very, very balanced. But priorities are lined up in the right way. And that's what we have to. Our priority is attaining love of God. And to do that, we have to take care of so many things at different levels according to our nature. According to our nature, we have to take care of different things, otherwise we won't be peaceful. And some people require to control more than we need. Kshatriya, that nature, you have to have something to control to be peaceful. That's your duty. And you won't be peaceful in Krishna consciousness. It's like Arjuna. You're a warrior, you have to fight. So that's part of it. And a Vaishya, you know, they have to make money. And then business, it's really subtle, but it really deals with the a cheating mentality to a certain extent. It's really hard to beat. There's a person I met in Colombia talking about unconscious capitalism. And it was very impressive what he does with the workers in his office. Of sharing profits and really trying to enliven them with altruistic work. It's very impressive, but it's real hard to be conscious capitalism. Making money without thinking of the controller and trying to get an advantage, and for you, I make no profit. Advertising is just a cheating operation. Trying to convince people, not of the truth, but of profit. All these things are there, but it's nice to see expressions of faith. And honestly, that really was what the sannyas ashram used to be about. And being in that ashram, you have to be careful. That's why, preaching, town and village. What was that? So that you're supposed to be beyond your material protective agents, as Prabhupada said. You wander in the forest, and where does your food come from? Where does this come from? Where does your protection come from? And you see that God provides it. It wasn't yourself that was doing it. It was God that was providing it. And learning that dependence on Krishna. In the modern age, you can't be sannyasis like that, but traveling and preaching and going to different circumstances and just depending on what Krishna gives. So devotees that went to the Soviet Union. Dangerous situations preaching to that east. Getting out of the comfort zone where you think you have control of everything. And I guess the grihastha may do that by charity. And sannyasi has to do it by attachment. Anyway, adjusting all these things in the modern age takes a little finesse. Obviously I can't look at my computer, but I can tell you where we're at in the Priya Bhagavatamrita. And we go to the story, right? Narada. Utsahan Nishtriya Darya. Narada, so enthusiastic. And in an emotional state where what you do doesn't appear to conform to your Buddhi or intelligence. Example of it, Buddhi or intelligence, when there are people around, you don't laugh and cry hysterically, you don't fall on the floor, you don't speak loudly. So he was in this emotional state, and it didn't seem to be. And in fact, it wasn't connected to his intelligence. It was connected to his soul. That's very rare. So we see those emotions connected to the soul. Our impression is those emotions are connected to our samskaras, not our mind, not our buddhi, not digestive intelligence. He was in that mood his greed, his enthusiasm to get sadhu sangha is our trust. He's the acharya for seeking sadhu sangha. And the level of enthusiasm becomes so great that he becomes absolutely overwhelmed by that. Just like we can become excited, emotional, if there's like, you know, something good that's happened, you know, a woman may be pregnant with her first child, and then she tells her grandmother, you know, the grandmother, oh my God, you know, start crying and become overwhelmed with that aspirations. An aspiration that you will be, have something, achieve something in the future. And the greatest attachment is love, and the greatest love is love of Godhead. Twasmin, Parama, Prema, Rupa. The Narada Bhakti Sutras, two verses that I know I quote. The highest love is to God. And what is that like? It's attraction. Imagine how much, you know, how much is that documentary called The Social Dilemma. I recommend all of you watch it. It's how much the scientist, the greatest computer psychological scientist at Stanford University, and the speed of tech, how much they understand your mind and how to control your mind and how to create some scars in you, and knowing what they are so that you open your screen and everything you like comes up, and then you're impelled by your attractions. You know how to, it's so demoniac when you see what actually how they're taking your time and energy away from God into the world. I went to the Thursday night kirtan. It was nice really to see some of Bhakti Tirthas disciples, Jagadananda, Bhaktis, and his daughter, who bred, who's been there forever, Tony Ajimil. So I was there, just coming to the kirtan. Sarvama Prabhu was there, that was great. And coming to the kirtan. And then there was one man, and he had gray hair, and you know, he was not at all dressed with fashion. There was no connection between, he was dressed like, you know, you know, like a village in India, a pair of pants and a shirt. There's no advertising that's in his mind. So in one sense, I was talking to someone else, he was standing next to me, and I just thought, well, this guy is like nothing, you know, my mind, you know, you register it, you know. Then after this guy wants to speak to me. And then I speak to him. And from a Brahmin family, the last of six children. And he's got two masters, and he's just finished his PhD. He's offered several jobs already. And I'm speaking to him, and I was impressed with his self-scar. One thing I was impressed, that even though he has a PhD, you got to study 12, 14 hours a day, he cooks an hour for lunch, and an hour in the evening. You really got to be something to do that, not just get out peanut butter and jelly, and you know, so passionate you can't stop it. And you know, just speaking to him, you know, what his goal was so impressive. Yeah, I have impression that he's a zero on social media. You know, and he said his goal was that he'll work 5 years as a professor because he doesn't have to maintain his family, he has five other brothers. And they get enough money and buy a farm in India that's off the grid because there's no cell phones, and take care of cows. Right? It sounds like a hellish life compared to living in America and having all our nice cars and all our are the things that we have. Feel sorry for the guy. It's just we don't have that. It's good to have a mind that's attached to the good things. Of course, not everyone that I was impressed. Anyway, I'm going to all over the place a little bit. Excuse me, I'm with this car. I feel like I'm going to a holy place. It's like a pilgrimage. It's almost like I'm going to up. It's a good product. There they are. It's with it. And so Narada, you know, his enthusiasm, it's saying it drags him. That's my point. And it overwhelms him to such an extent that the close associates for Krishna who are outside his room, because uncharacteristically he doesn't get up, he's disturbed in some kind of mind. God is disturbed, which means he's in a high ecstasy. That's another philosophical point. And they're sitting out there, and it's a grave situation because Krishna hasn't got up there. There's Uddhava and Balaram and Rukmini and Satyabhava and Rukmini in attendance. And they see Narada, and it seems very strange. Because he's overwhelmed with ecstasy and emotion. Overwhelming emotion is not generally correlated, generally, with spiritual life. Sobriety is. Easily misunderstand that, but of course they respect Narada, but they really can't understand that they sit him down and the tears are pouring from his face and he's falling, getting up, crying, laughing. They wipe his face. They wipe his face and then they ask him what's wrong. And he starts to quote, and they're in the Bhagavatam, what Krishna said about this person. He said, I am Uddhava Prakriti. Devotees, I am Uddhava. He's the greatest devotee. When I left the world, I gave him the vision. I gave him the vision to spread Krishna consciousness. And Narada just whips off these incredible, you know, and I want to actually see him. I want to meet him. Now remember, Narada is in such an emotional state that deception is dependent on attention. A new twam, the atomic soul, a katwam, can meditate on one thing at a time. So he's all in his mind. And I saw that. I went to the kirtan, and Sarvapa was playing, and they had a violin player, and they had a bass player, and they had a trumpet player, and they had a kartal player. And I was sitting there listening to the kirtan on Thursday night, and I saw I could concentrate on the violin and just hear the violin. Like, it's amazing how the mind works, right? Of all the sounds, the mind can gravitate to that object. I was meditating on the trumpet, then I heard the trumpet. Now I'm meditating on the engine of the car. I could hear the engine of the car. I wasn't hearing it when I was speaking elsewise. So in emotion, the consciousness just goes to the heart. And you can't even see what's before you. I've been, you know, writing something on the computer and becoming completely absorbed, and then forgetting where I am. Right? I went blind to my environment, forget where I am, and I just have. You can become concentrated like that. So he doesn't even see Buddha before him. while he's proclaiming the glories of Uddhava. Now we go to Uddhava, who is this incredible devotee. He's Krishna's. Heart more to Uddhava than any other person. And Uddhava becomes very embarrassed. The nature of being advanced in Krishna's consciousness and Chaito Darpanam Marjanam, having a clear mind, is you see reality. What do you see? Everything is Krishna. Everything is Krishna's energy. And then devotion overcomes your heart. So devotion, which is a very humble mood, because it's exalting the object of your devotion. Just like, you know, there may be someone in the mafia that's controlling everything. You know, and then he loves his mother. He's very humble before his mother because he exalts his mother. I, you know, some people, you know, in Delhi, I used to stay extended periods of time with this family that I met when I went to Nigeria preaching. Exalted, you know, very incredible family. I mean, get friends. It was like the Revals, but, you know, India. And they had like a four-story house with family on it, right in the middle of Delhi. With each floor, a different family had a guest room, and some of my disciples visited there. And one floor was their old mother, and each of the brothers had different businesses and service, and the younger brother was just to take care of the mother. But everyone, she was the simplest lady. She used to carry she has arthritis. She walks around slowly. She used to carry a cloth on her shoulder, dusting all day. And these were super spiritually and materially qualified people. I still remember one of the brothers, one day I'd like to bring to one of my festivals. He's exactly my age. And is singing very Oh, Giri Raj, just once come into the temple of my heart. Very mandir. Very mind, very mind, my mind, very mind, the temple of my mind, very mind, ekabartu, just once, ajaho, get in hari, come. One of the best bhajan singers, and the older brother was just such an incredibly pious, surrendered kind of businessman. They came, the whole family, but they were humble to their mother. That's what love does. So if you love God, it's a very humble position. And it's a happy position. But that becomes your lens. The lens becomes service. Service wants an object of service. So, So what did Uddhava do? It was very difficult for him to hear that. Very difficult for him to hear that. And so what did he begin to do? he began to think of all the great devotees before him. Think of Prabhupada, think of Bhakti Sananda. Think of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti. Think of the spiritual all-stars he was thinking. And naturally, in that humility, which not only gives clarity to the world, but you see everything is God's entity, it gives clarity to your heart. And you see clarity of your heart, you'll see that hankering and hunger for Krishna creating a mood of lack. This very thing that you have creates a mood of lack. I don't have Krishna. And any apparent fault that we have because of these bodies and our natures. One great Vaishnava, I always keep this in my mind, is so important that we should look at Vaishnava, not for the ordinary dealings, but for inspired self. It's the ordinary dealings, they have like, dislikes, natures. You get completely absorbed in that and, you know, forget they're inspired. So Narada was very, very humble, embarrassed, but he had a dilemma. Because it was being said by his guru. So he had this dichotomy between, I must accept the words of my guru, but this is not my own particular vision of myself. And I can't tell him, no, this is not true. So he says something very interesting that reveals his mind and nature. He says, I thought I was the best devotee, but when I went to Vrindavan and I saw the gopis, my pride is the best devotee was crushed in the system. My pride is the best devotee was crushed in the system. And now this will lead to the fulfillment of the Tasya Parama Antim, the end goal of the whole thing. This will lead to the conclusion of Narada's search for the topmost recipient of Krishna's mercy. It's the gopis, and Buddha is pointing to it. But now, for the rest of the book, this is going to be highlighted, not through just through the words of the book, but through the words of Krishna, which is brought out in an incredible story, as he's explaining to Satyabhama why he's a little bit upset by her nature, why the gopis are the topmost of the book. And then a very interesting thing happens. Even though Buddha is denying in a very indirect way, not saying, no, I'm not, but the gopis are greater than me, I was crushed to dust. Then he tells Narada, I am the extreme recipient of Krishna's mercy because I saw the sweetness of the gopis. I saw the love of the gopis. So yes, you're right. That's why I am exalted. Because Krishna gave me the service to enter into Vrindavan and to see the glories of the gopis. Did it pass? Okay, by the nature of the class, let me see. I got lost here again. Oh, 1 second. 1 second. Okay. Now, I have to take out my hearing aids because I realize I'm going to just open it up, say hello to a few people. Just wait 1 second.
Jibuna Jaya, help us out. Any appreciations today?
Yes, Hare Krishna Raj. Thank you for, I always love the road trip classes, especially since I can't go. So I love being
I
on the road.
I can't hear you. Can others hear you?
Can other people hear me?
I don't know.
But yes, I'm gonna try we can hear you.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe it's on the kid. Where?
This corner is the headset. You got to press on.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Okay, try again.
Can you hear me now, Mirage?
I can.
Okay. I was appreciating, I love going on the road trip classes, because especially because I can't go. So thank you for doing it in the car. So first of all. And second of all, I'm just really appreciating how what Uddhava is doing is really living the Trinadapi Suni Chera verse there, you know, and because it ends with giving all respects to others. In that way, you can chant the holy name continuously. And here he's modeling it in this way of like not denying his guru, but let me give all respects to others, give it to the gopis. And so that way, so I was just really loving that connection. It was very, you know, because he's so imbued in his devotional service, that's naturally what he did. So I was really liking that this morning.
Yeah, that's great. That's the trick. Amanina madanena. Offering all respects to others.
Yeah,
that's really has to be there in bhakti. If it's not in bhakti, then our false ego covers the soul and we don't experience our connection with Krishna. And it's a very difficult one too, because it's hard to be vulnerable in the world because there's so many antagonistic forces. So it's great to come to community where we can feel comfortable. But I'll tell you a funny story. When I was preaching in Penn State, and so afterwards, I just went to the kirtan, but people wanted to meet me. So this new couple sits down, right? And they start telling me they just came to Krishna consciousness, etc. And then the lady starts to talk about her philosophy teacher, Julie Pasquale. And, I said, Julie Pasquale, Jibuna Jaya is my student. And it absolutely blew her mind. It absolutely, my philosophy teacher, Julie Pasquale, and it goes on and on. And then I say, she's my student. Her name was Theo.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's on part of this online group. Oh, that's the person whose email I forwarded to you, Mirage. Remember when I asked advice? That's that person.
Okay. Well,
oddly enough. Yeah. I've never met them in person.
There were a lot of mystical things that happened. this is really mystical. So another mystical thing. So the couple I was there, actually the lady, I told you she came through Lilo Velasini, so she was in Govardhan. I hadn't seen her for 8 years. She brought her group to my room, all Americans, you know, that they were preaching to and getting the experience. And then somehow or other, Lila gave her a Govardhan Shila. And the Govardhan Shila had belonged to Lila's mother. So I was upstairs, and then I saw it wasn't really being worshiped properly because, you know, a mother and two kids and cooking and teaching three yoga classes a day, you know, preaching and, you know, but I said, still, you know, you have to worship that Shila. You know, even, I didn't give it to you, but at least you have to bathe it every day just with water and offer Tulsi. You have to find Tulsi, and some person in the congregation had a Tulsi plant, and offer Boga. And, you know, you have to do at least that. So she bathed it, but she was painting it, and it's very difficult to paint it. So she turned to her husband, and she said, you know, I can't, it's really hard for me to paint the deities. I'd really like to get a mouth and some tilak, so I don't have to paint like what's a nose and a mouth. And I had someone gave me a gold tilak and a gold mouth, but it didn't fit my deities. So she said that to her husband, and then I walked downstairs and I said, maybe you can use these. And she was like astounded. Krishna just reciprocated for her worship. Wow. Now it looks very beautiful. Okay, anybody else? You know, we ended a little early today because of the car, and I can't go verse by verse. Anybody else like to say hello? Gail, you have a question? Yeah. Okay. Anybody else like to say hello?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Krishnamrita. Thank you so much for the class. It's so unusual to have it in the car. Thank you greatly.
Yeah, people love my car classes. Okay, thank you. Anybody else say hello?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Yeah, I can barely see, but Hare Krishna. Amala, nice to see you. Okay, Hare Bo. Good. Anybody else? I'm going to look.
This is Hemalatarada Maharaj.
Roshan Kishore Maharaj.
Hare Bo. Good. So happy that you're hearing the class. I felt kind of empowered by Tota Gopinath here driving me. And, you know, last night I got back really, really super late because driving from Penn State was 4 hours and then Philadelphia. And then I'm generally not eating at night because it's not good for my bhajan in the morning. But I didn't eat so much for lunch, so we ate the feast. And amazing. Their specialty is mango lassi. And then pakoras and great bhaturi rotis and cheese sub. So I just ate a little bit.
Wow.
And then I got back really late. And so I got up after 4 hours just to get prepared to be able to go. But I got in the class, I felt good. Okay. Anybody else say hello? I'm looking at the participants, so I see everyone that's there. Wow, some new people. Thank you all for coming. This is great. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Gurudev, this is Yavat Sundari. Thank you very much for the class.
Wow, thank you. Okay, great. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Rajarade.
Rajarade, I have to get back to you with the dates. I'll do that on Monday or Tuesday. We'll have a nice program at your house.
Okay.
Okay, sure. I've been chatting. I'll get get back to you. We'll see which are the best dates that work. Okay. Anybody else?
Thank you, Mara.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. This is Yvette. I'm on the road as well, so I'll see you soon. Hare Krishna. Thank you for class.
Who is this?
Yvette.
Yvette, you don't also sleep.
I don't know. I'll see you soon.
I saw you in Philadelphia. How? Okay, great. You're enthusiastic. I like it. Okay. Anybody else?
Anybody?
Okay. All right, thank you all for coming. And I noted every single person that's on the class. And I humbly thank you so much for coming. Okay, Hare Krishna. I don't know how to get out of here, but Hare Krishna. Okay.